This is the reading for December 22nd. Zechariah chapter 9. This message is the word of the Lord. The message is against the land of Hadrach and the city of Damascus. The tribes of Israel and all people belong to the Lord. The message is also against the city of Hamath on the border and against Tyre and Sidon with their skill. Tyre has built a strong wall for herself. She has piled up silver like dust and gold like the mud in the streets. But the Lord will take away all she has and destroy her power on the sea. That city will be destroyed by fire. The city of Ashkelon will see it and be afraid. The people of Gaza will shake with fear, and the people of Ekron will lose hope. No king will be left in Gaza, and no one will live in Ashkelon anymore. Foreigners will live in Ashdod, and I will destroy the pride of the Philistines. I will stop them from drinking blood and from eating forbidden fruit. Those left alive will belong to God. They will be leaders in Judah, and Ekron will become like the Jebusites. I will protect my temple from armies who would come or go. No one will hurt my people again, because now I am watching them. Rejoice greatly, people of Jerusalem. Shout for joy, people of Jerusalem. Your king is coming to you. He does what is right, and he saves. He is gentle and riding on a donkey, on the colt of a donkey. I will take away the chariots from Ephraim and the horses from Jerusalem. The bows used in war will be broken. The king will talk to the nations about peace. His kingdom will go from sea to sea and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of the agreement with you, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. You prisoners who have hope, return to your place of safety. Today I am telling you that I will give you back twice as much as before. I will use Judah like a bow and Ephraim like the arrows. Jerusalem, I will use your men to fight the men of Greece. I will use you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear above them, and his arrows will shoot like lightning. The Lord God will blow the trumpet, and he will march in the storms of the south. The Lord All-Powerful will protect them. They will destroy the enemy with slingshots. They will drink and shout like drunk men. They will be filled like a bowl used for sprinkling blood at the corners of the altar. On that day the Lord their God will save them as if his people were sheep. They will shine in his land like jewels in a crown. They will be so pretty and beautiful. The young men will grow strong on the grain and the young women on new wine.
Chapter 13.
I saw a beast coming out of the sea. It had 10 horns, 7 heads, and 10 crowns on its horns. There were insulting names on its heads. The beast that I saw was like a leopard. Its feet were like bear's feet. Its mouth was like a lion's mouth. The serpent gave its power, kingdom, and far-reaching authority to the beast. One of the beast's heads looked like it had a fatal wound, but its fatal wound was healed. All the people of the world were amazed and followed the beast. They worshipped the serpent because it had given authority to the beast. They also worshipped the beast and said, "Who is like the beast? Who can fight a war with it?" The beast was allowed to speak arrogant and insulting things. It was given authority to act for 42 months. It opened its mouth to insult God, to insult his name at his tent, those who were living in heaven. It was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. It was also given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Everyone living on earth will worship it, everyone whose name is not written in the book of life. That book belongs to the Lamb who was slaughtered before the creation of the world. If anyone has ears, let him listen. If anyone is taken prisoner, he must go to prison. If anyone is killed with a sword he must be killed. In this situation, God's holy people need endurance and confidence. I saw another beast come from the earth, and it had 2 horns like a lamb. It talked like a serpent. The second beast uses all the authority of the first beast in its presence. The second beast makes the earth and those living on it worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. The second beast performs spectacular signs. It even makes fire come down from heaven to earth in front of people. It deceives those living on earth with the signs that it is allowed to do in front of the first beast. It tells those living on earth to make a statue for the beast who was wounded by a sword and yet lived. The second beast was allowed to put breath into the statue of the first beast. Then the statue of the first beast could talk and put to death whoever would not worship it. The second beast forces all people, important and unimportant people, rich and poor people, free people and slaves, to be branded on their right hands or on their foreheads. It does this so that no one may buy or sell unless he has the brand, which is the beast's name or the number of its name. In this situation, wisdom is needed. Let the person who has insight figure out the number of the beast, because it is a human number. The beast number is 666.